Appendix B, Warfighting Function Considerations. Seaburn support to warfighting functions. Warfighting functions are used to generate combat power and provide the commander a way to conceptualize capabilities. There are 8 elements of combat power: leadership, information, mission command, movement and maneuver, intelligence, fires, sustainment, and protection. The commander uses leadership and information to integrate capabilities to generate combat power. The 6 warfighting functions are not specific to an organization or branch, but are an intellectual way of understanding how groups of tasks and systems come together to provide an element of combat power. There are unique considerations within each of the Seaburn warfighting functions. Mission command. The mission command warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that develop and integrate those activities, enabling a commander to balance the art of command and the science of control in order to integrate the other warfighting functions. ADP 3.0. The mission command warfighting function is unique in that it integrates the activities of the other warfighting functions. Seaburn units must integrate mission command and the operations process activities for the unit while interacting with the mission command activities of the unit being supported. The interaction may be primarily through a Seaburn staff assigned to the supported unit or through staff counterparts. In some cases, a supported unit may not have assigned Seaburn staff. Therefore, the supporting unit will provide the support as well. This relationship and the degree of integration are determined by many factors, including the type of unit and echelon being supported, and the command or support relationship established. For example, an ABCT may have a hazard response company take-on to it. If so, the brigade Seaburn officer and hazard response company commander would collaboratively plan, coordinate, and synchronize Seaburn efforts across the brigade. The hazard response company could be placed under the BEB for command authority. The BEB may control and direct the application of the hazard response company's capabilities while providing sustainment support. Seaburn units are generally task-organized as members of combined arms teams. Because the available Seaburn units are designed for specific tasks, capabilities must be shifted within the AO to match the requirements with the capabilities of modular Seaburn units. Transitions occur at the strategic, operational, and tactical levels, and flexibility in the task organization is required to permit the shifting of Seaburn capabilities. Control measures can be tools to help units identify key points. Decontamination points, NAIs with potential for TIMs that may need to be designated as no-fire areas, and coordination points for link-up between units and Seaburn elements are examples for consideration. Post-incident, Seaburn staffs mark contaminated areas and distribute information to all for situational awareness. Seaburn staff work with medical, public affairs, and information operations personnel to achieve the commander's communication and other non-lethal objectives. One measure of success is how well Seaburn staffs work together with these staff sections to develop and disseminate an uninterrupted flow of information on the implications of WMDs in the AO. This information flow, often disseminated through soldier and leader engagements, can be used to shape and influence foreign populations by expressing information subjectively, to influence perceptions and behaviors, and to obtain compliance, non-interference, or other desired behavioral changes. Movement and maneuver. The movement and maneuver warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that move and employ forces to achieve a position of relative advantage over the enemy and other threats. ADP 3.0. Seaburn units and staffs support movement and maneuver warfighting functions through the Chemical Corps core functions. Seaburn supports the movement and maneuver warfighting function through mobility and survivability. Seaburn reconnaissance supports mobility operations by locating and marking contaminated areas and routes, allowing maneuver forces to avoid unnecessary exposure. Providing protection from Seaburn hazards allows maneuver forces to fulfill their primary mission. Decontamination increases the ability of maneuver forces to withstand Seaburn conditions in the environment. Operating in close combat support to maneuver forces requires that Seaburn reconnaissance elements have the ability to integrate and coordinate actions with fire, movement, or other actions of combat forces. Seaburn reconnaissance should not be held in reserve and should be weighted in efforts to identify potential threats before they become a hazard and give the command decision space. Seaburn reconnaissance capabilities are in limited supply. Therefore, when considering their employment, the commander must also weigh the costs and benefits of employing this limited asset in terms of the battlefield framework. Seaburn forces add to the combat power of movement and maneuver in assessing clean and dirty routes through the battle space. The employment of Seaburn reconnaissance elements reduces the risk of traveling through contaminated areas and spreading contamination. Seaburn forces give the commander options for understanding required protection for the hazard and to reduce the impact protective equipment has on the speed of movement. Intelligence. The intelligence warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that facilitate understanding the enemy, terrain, weather, civil considerations, and other significant aspects of the OE. ADP-30. Seaburn forces make a critical contribution to this warfighting function through the core function of assessing Seaburn threats and hazards and the integrating activity of hazard awareness and understanding. Seaburn staff and planners provide a predictive and deductive analysis of enemy Seaburn capabilities to intelligence. Seaburn staffs contribute the knowledge and understanding of Seaburn threats and hazards. They assist the G2/S2 in developing an understanding of enemy Seaburn capabilities. They work with G2/S2 during planning to analyze potential threats and to evaluate how the enemy might use Seaburn hazards to impact operations. They collaborate with the G2/S2 to provide estimates for the unconventional use of TIM to create hazards for United States forces. They advise the commander on the influences that terrain and weather have on Seaburn hazards. Seaburn reconnaissance provides data and information that contributes to answering PIR. Seaburn reconnaissance elements contribute information about Seaburn hazards through their information collection efforts. Specialized Seaburn assets may need to be available to collect the information needed to answer these requirements. Reconnaissance teams are focused on the collection of tactical and technical information to support the BCT freedom of maneuver and the survivability of friendly forces and facilities. Seaburn staffs at the Division, Corps, and Theater Army Echelon and in-theater Seaburn Headquarters determine Seaburn-related intelligence requirements in a potential AO. They collect and analyze Seaburn-related intelligence data in coordination with the respective G2. Effective offensive and defensive actions capitalize on accurate, predictive, and timely intelligence. IPB is an integrating process of the operations process. IPB results in the creation of intelligence products that are used during MDMP to aid in developing friendly COAs and decision points for the commander. The G2/S2 leads the IPB process. The Seaburn officer is the staff subject matter expert on Seaburn and assists the G2/S2 in determining the locations of threat Seaburn assets and potential areas of employment. Conclusions reached during IPB are critical to planning information collection and targeting operations. The G2/S2 staff provides the most likely and the most dangerous COAs based on threat intent and capabilities. Seaburn staffs are involved in the IPB process with intelligence sections, providing input into enemy Seaburn capabilities, release authorities, terrain effects on Seaburn use, enemy doctrine, and COAs. Seaburn input into CWMD-specific intelligence, information operations, civil-military operations, and civil affairs operations. This input feeds PMICPT, Areas, Structures, Capabilities, Organizations, People, and Events, ASCOPE analysis, and Sewage, Water, Electricity, Academics, Trash, Medical, Safety, Other Considerations, SWET MSO, which provides a holistic approach to understanding a complex environment by analyzing the factors and systems that influence such environments. These intelligence products are then added to the existing targeting packets. By doing so, the staff establishes an effective process to integrate and fuse all sources of available threat information to provide for a continuous analysis of threat information that identifies the full range of known or estimated terrorist threat capabilities, intentions, and current activities. The Seaburn staff lends insight to this process from a Seaburn perspective. The Seaburn staff provides insight into the development of CCIR, which shapes information collection activities, including Seaburn R&S tasks and purposes. Fires. The fires warfighting function is related tasks and systems that provide collective and coordinated use of Army indirect fires, air and missile defense, and joint fires through the targeting process, ADP-30. Seaburn capabilities significantly contribute to this warfighting function when they are used to facilitate targeting. The integration of Seaburn and fires can provide valuable information to understanding the enemy's WMD capabilities. Information from radar analysis can aid in identifying missiles filled with chemical agents. Seaburn staffs must provide advice to planning fires so as not to cause collateral damage that increases the hazard. Seaburn staffs provide the subject matter expert for the development of targeting packets during the targeting process. When the potential to encounter WMD sites exists, Seaburn SMEs provide information on what potential materials may be found at a site, the threats posed by the materials at the site, and the impact of these threats on future operations. The Seaburn staffs advise the targeting team on the impacts of WMD employment and on targeted storage or production sites. Seaburn staffs must be prepared to provide data for COA development. Assess COA feasibility, acceptability, and suitability. See Figure B-1 in the print version of FM 3-11 for an example of COA development. Seaburn staffs fuse developing intelligence with the knowledge of available Seaburn capabilities. Integrating this information provides an analysis of which Seaburn reconnaissance and response capabilities are available to collect information and respond to enemy actions. During the targeting cycle, Seaburn staff provides data and makes recommendations for further actions. They continually refine and modify COAs with additional information collected from the running staff estimate. The updated running staff estimate prepares the way to start the next targeting cycle. The targeting cycle is an example of an enduring MDMP with an existing campaign plan, lines of operation, and the commander's guidance. Each staff section or warfighting function develops a running staff estimate, which is a tool used to conduct the initial mission analysis, MA. For effective Seaburn MA, Seaburn staffs must develop a running staff estimate for the OE that includes current Seaburn threats, such as weaponized Seaburn material, TIMs, non-weaponized biological material, estimated templated Seaburn strikes, and improvised explosive devices and vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices with chemical accelerants or conventional attacks against a TIM facility. Terrain and weather conditions in the OE are identified as required. The completion of the running staff estimate leads to the mission analysis brief to the commander. See Appendix D of the print version of FM 3-11 for an example of a Seaburn running staff estimate. Note: see ATP 3-60 for more information on the targeting process. Sustainment. The sustainment warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that provide support and services to ensure freedom of action, extend operational reach, and prolong endurance, ADP 3.0. Continuing operations in Seaburn environments creates a reliance on sustainment capabilities. The sustainment of protection capabilities, mop suits and filters for COLPRO, consumables for Seaburn detection, and identification equipment requires detailed planning. Seaburn operations require intense water sustainment, resupply of decontaminants, vehicle replacement parts, and medical chemical defense material. The lowest echelons must report readiness by using chemical defense equipment reports. These reports incorporate information obtained at in-processing, including IPE sizing, optical inserts, equipment readiness, manning, and training. The information is forwarded to the battalion level for consolidation and is submitted alongside the Defense Readiness Reporting System, Army. The Defense Readiness Reporting System, Army, gets further consolidated at higher echelons. Additionally, medical and sustainment units must be postured to support units conducting detailed troop decontamination, and mortuary affair units must be postured to process contaminated human remains through the Mortuary Affairs Contaminated Remains Mitigation Site. Planning between Seaburn forces and mortuary affairs units occurs to ensure the duplication of fatality collection points so that contaminated and uncontaminated fatalities are not mixed. The logistics ability to resupply impacts the Seaburn capability to protect or conduct decontamination to sustain in contaminated environments. Requirements for the repair and replacement of systems increase during large-scale combat operations. Note: see JP40 for additional information on mortuary affairs planning. Sustainment operations are challenged in large-scale combat operations in Seaburn environments due to the frequent cross-contamination of MSRs and alternate supply routes and to the enemy targeting of large sustainment nodes. It is critical to the success of sustainment operations that sustainment units frequently incorporate Seaburn conditions in METS. The Health Service Support Mission integrates with Seaburn to support the treatment of Seaburn casualties. Contaminated casualties can put the entire health service support system at risk if the proper precautions are not taken to prevent the transfer of contamination. Planning between Seaburn forces and health service support occurs to ensure the duplication of casualty collection points so that contaminated casualties do not mix with uncontaminated casualties. Protection. The protection warfighting function is the related tasks and systems that preserve the force, so the commander can apply maximum combat power to accomplish the mission. ADP-3O. Conducting Seaburn operations is one of the key protection tasks. Tasks and systems of Seaburn units and staffs are linked to the protection warfighting function. For example, the Seaburn staff at a brigade must be able to execute the task, which is to prepare the brigade for operations under Seaburn conditions, to ensure that the brigade combat power is not degraded during a Seaburn attack. Force Health Protection and Seaburn must coordinate efforts to promote, improve, or conserve the health of soldiers when the threat of Seaburn hazards exists. The functions of Force Health Protection and Seaburn intersect in areas of preventative medicine, medical surveillance, veterinary services, and laboratory support. Seaburn and medical personnel combine their knowledge to provide the commander advice on preventative medicine measures that can be taken to reduce risk to the medical effects of chemical, biological, or radiological hazards. The environmental and biological surveillance of outbreaks can provide indicators of attack. Laboratory support for environmental samples taken by Seaburn reconnaissance teams requires prior planning. Protection in offensive operations. During the four types of offensive operations, movement to contact, attack, exploitation, and pursuit, Seaburn capabilities assess threats and hazards, protect against Seaburn environments, and mitigate hazard effects. Commanders develop a scheme of protection for the transition of each phase of an operation or major activity. Transitions mark a change of focus between phases, or between the ongoing operation and execution of a branch or sequel. Shifting protection priorities between offensive, defensive, and stability tasks also involves a transition. Transitions require planning and preparation well before their execution so that a force can maintain the momentum and tempo of operations. During the offense, Seaburn battalions are assigned within the division support area to provide sustainment of subordinate units and oversight of laboratory support, as required. Hazard response companies provide Seaburn route reconnaissance from the brigade support area to the forward edge of the battle area. They also provide thorough decontamination support as required. Maneuver units must use organic decontamination assets for operational decontamination, but they can request Seaburn units to augment personnel to support them. Brigade organic Seaburn reconnaissance units conduct screening within the enemy disruption zone to provide early warning of Seaburn at NAIs. Accomplishing movement and maneuver in a Seaburn environment is difficult, and in some situations the commander may direct movement and maneuver to avoid areas contaminated by Seaburn elements. Preserving combat power from the effects of Seaburn incidents is essential for the commander to seize, retain, and exploit the initiative. Protection in defensive operations. All units have an inherent responsibility to improve the survivability of their own fighting positions, bases, or base camps. Seaburn personnel contribute to unit protection by performing vulnerability assessments. These assessments provide a list of recommended activities actions ranging from Seaburn protection to contamination mitigation for commanders to consider. Vulnerability assessments. Seaburn vulnerability assessments provide insight into the ability of the unit to mitigate likely Seaburn events and prompt the unit to develop procedures, acquire equipment, and take actions to correct vulnerabilities. COLPRO. In preparing for the defense, Seaburn staffs must consider plans for the use of COLPRO. They must consider the limitations, resources required, necessary preparations. Warning and reporting. Early warning of Seaburn hazards alerts that an attack has occurred so that the correct protective measures can be taken. Decontamination. Preparation for operations in a Seaburn environment requires planning for immediate or operational decontamination. Battle drills for the immediate measures to take after Seaburn attacks occur increase the force ability to survive Seaburn conditions. Threat reduction. Threat reduction cooperation includes those activities undertaken with the consent and cooperation of host nation authorities in a permissive environment to enhance physical security and to reduce, dismantle, redirect, and/or improve the protection of a state's existing WMD program, stockpiles, and capabilities. Tactical commanders provide threat reduction cooperation activities in support of CWMD objectives. The principal purpose of these activities is to deny rogue states and terrorists access to weapons, material, and expertise. Other states may need assistance with more discrete requirements to dismantle or destroy WMD in excess of defense needs. To comply with international treaty obligations, such as the Chemical Weapons Convention, or to impose export control, border control, law enforcement, and anti-smuggling capabilities. Threat reduction cooperation also responds to opportunities to roll back or eliminate a state's WMD programs and capabilities on cooperative terms. For example, Libya's decision to voluntarily dismantle its WMD programs. Another challenge is the safety and security of WMD inventories of friendly or non-hostile states. Existing security arrangements may be viewed as inadequate to prevent theft, sabotage, or accidental release. Threat reduction cooperation occurs in a permissive environment, and while they are not primarily a COCOM responsibility, combatant commands must maintain visibility of these efforts to ensure that theater security cooperation plans and security measures are consistent with threat reduction initiatives. The following military tasks directly or indirectly support threat reduction cooperation in a permissive environment. Provide security for current WMD, related materials, and systems from theft, sabotage, or unauthorized use. Support efforts to ensure the safety of WMD and delivery systems from accidental or inadvertent release. Maintain situational awareness of WMD safety and security issues, and communicate concerns to senior leaders. Integrate the commander's safety/security concerns and threat prioritization with operational-level guidance. Assign responsibilities for threat reduction cooperation and coordinate efforts with other commands. Tactical non-proliferation activities are not conducted sequentially and discreetly in the prosecution of tactical-level military operations, but they will occur independently or simultaneously in response to security cooperation and partner activities and threat reduction cooperation. Tactical commanders should be prepared to provide short-notice support to cooperative WMD threat reduction efforts. Supporting tasks that are directly or indirectly related to cooperative WMD threat reduction efforts include emplacing sensors and conducting monitoring, detection, and security operations.